today is my birthday. Stay outside the hole. Inside sit the butterflies for the butterfly bowl. All the boys are graded now. They come in their white socks, flat tops, and somehow they find a place. All the boys are winning now. They play all the tricks with smiles and a sorry past for poor cow. Their own room and winter trees never touched these girls before. They hear the car stereo and they know what life is for. All the boys are weary now. Listen to the family sing song, family say so. Must carve, poor cow. Slice her up, poor cow. Slice her up, slice her up, poor cow. Yep. Butterflies for the butterfly bowl.
Keep all your radios on 93.3. That's the music of Carlos Riaz off the album The Beauty of It All. That is the title track. Heard two from Tanita Tikaram off Ancient Hearts and Poor Cow. And was Alphonse Mouzon off the early spring disc. Three songs back, we have Alone in Paris.
To get ahead in business, you have to act fast. You need all the important business news and information you can get your hands on. And you can find it easily every business day in the Wall Street Journal. The Journal's three time-saving sections help you zero in on what interests and affects you most so that you can make your best business moves. The Journal's first section keeps you up to date on what's happening here and around the world. The new Marketplace section provides daily coverage of technology, marketing, small business, and the law. The Money and Investing section offers expanded, easy-to-read financial tables and charts to help you with your personal finances. Today's Wall Street Journal. All the business news you need to help you get ahead and stay ahead.
Take advantage of the Journal's great subscription introductory offer. 12 weeks, just $29.75. Only $29.75 for 12 weeks of today's Wall Street Journal. To order, call toll-free. 800-372-5500. That's 800-372-5500. Call now.
You like this car for the room, the smooth, controlled ride, the powerful V6 engine, the world-class aerodynamics. It appeals to your more sensible side. But in the end, you have to admit it, the Buick Regal is one very beautiful automobile. You like the way it looks, and you like the looks you get. This Buick is truly regal in every way.
The great American road belongs to Buick.
This is Dan Rather on 48 Hours, Drugs on the Job.
I used to smoke a joint or two.
Go in the back room, there's a half a gram for you.
A fight over private rights and public safety.
You cannot search someone without probable cause.
I don't want to work around people that are doing drugs because they're in danger of my life.
As the drug war goes to work with surprise tests and more.
It takes spies, it takes people to infiltrate to find out what the other side's doing.
48 Hours, working high. Tonight at 8, 7 Central and Mountain Time on the CBS Television Network.
A pleasant variety of music for work or play all day long on The Breeze.
the garden wall with a candle in my hand. I'd hide inside a hole of rock and sand. On the stone, an ancient hand in a faded yellow green made alive a world of wonder, often told but never seen. Now and ever bound to labor on the sea and in the sky.
Relaxing and refreshing, the breeze. That's Charnette Moffett on the bass and One Left Over. Heard two from Steely Dan off their Royal Scam release in the caves of Altamara. And it was Windows for their latest LP to lead off that set of three, Chips at Sea. Missouri may soon have what some describe as a, quote, spineless creature as the official state fossil. A bill naming the state fossil the Dalacrinus missouriensis passed the Senate by only 6 votes in what is described as a lively debate. One senator said the fossil, also known as the crinoid, looked, in his words, like a fossilized eraser. Another, however, objected to the spineless nature of the animal, which is similar to today's starfish. State Senator Jay Nixon says the bill was the most absurd he'd seen during his tenure. The bill now will go to the governor, who will decide whether or not the fossil issue will remain a buried issue. 18 and a half before the hour.
We have just 60 seconds to convince you to shop Community Cash.
Don't be ridiculous, Mike. What can we do in 60 seconds?
Most commercials are 30 seconds, Ed. We're getting twice the time.
Well, you and I know that Community Cash is your neighborhood store for low prices.
We know that, but do our listeners?
And Community Cash is convenient. They have great variety and fast checkout.
They're a shopping tradition around here. There's got to be a reason for that.
I know. It's those low prices. You save money when you shop at Community Cash.
Marshall Farms Fryer Breast, $1.39 a pound. 18.5-ounce box Duncan Hines Cake Mixes, 49 cents. 10-ounce G&W Pizzas, 48 cents limited. And boneless top sirloin steak, $2.99 a pound.
See? Community Cash, your neighborhood store for low prices.
Community Cash.
It's time for a look at news of the Carolinas on the breeze. A report released by the American Lung Association of South Carolina says minorities in the state are plagued by tuberculosis. Association President Dr. Carol Chambers says the risk of contracting tuberculosis is 6 times greater among South Carolina's black males than white males. And he says poor blacks in rural counties are especially hard hit. Canadian entrepreneur Stephen Murnick has been unable to get title insurance for Heritage USA because of the Catawba Indian land claim. And he has told the bankruptcy trustee for the now-defunct PTL that the sale of the ministry's assets could be in trouble. PTL attorney Brad Leggett confirmed yesterday that trustee M.C. Red Benton was notified Monday that title insurance was unavailable for the 2,300-acre Christian retreat and theme park near Fort Mill. Myrtle Beach and Hilton Head Island are among the South Carolina towns to be named as the best small communities in the country. Population researcher Scott Thomas of Niagara Concepts in New York has reviewed dozens of communities in the May edition of American Demographics magazine. North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms is joining 6 other Republicans in sponsoring a bill to abolish the current system of pay raises for Congress and top government officials. Under the new measure, Congress would review and vote by a roll call on government salaries. Any raise for congressmen would be delayed until the next 2-year session. A bill to revamp North Carolina's insanity plea is being unveiled today. Guilford County Representative Tripp Sizemore has said he's designing a bill in the wake of the acquittal of Michael Charles Hayes. Hayes was found innocent by reason of insanity last week in a Forsyth County shooting spree that killed 4 people. North Carolina's hazardous waste producers are turning to other states for help now that a South Carolina landfill isn't accepting their waste anymore.
Your 93.3 forecast for this afternoon in the upstate, variable cloudiness, windy and cool with occasional drizzle, a high in the lower 60s. For this evening, fair, a low in the upper 40s. For the mountains of western North Carolina this afternoon, variable cloudiness, a high in the upper 60s. And for this evening, partly cloudy with a low of around 40.
I'm Steve Sundberg on The Breeze, playing more of the music you've been listening for. 93.3, The Breeze. George Benson, Denora, Denora. Heard two from Patty Larkin vocally in there lately. That is music from the LP I'm Fine. And it was Oscar Castro-Nevez on guitar three songs back. Music titles Pensando. I'm Steve Sundberg. Thanks for listening and for letting us be a part of your Thursday.
WBBO, FM and AM, Forest City. The Breeze for Greenville, Spartanburg, and Asheville. It's 1 o'clock.
Thank you.